Good evening, everyone, and welcome to On Texas Football with Inside Texas. My name is Tommy Yarsh. Let's get right into today's highly anticipated press conference with Steve Sarkisian following Saturday's first scrimmage that went about as bad as a scrimmage can go from a health standpoint. Here's what he had to say.
We had a couple pretty significant injuries Saturday, losing Junior Ongilau and Isaiah Nair to season-ending injuries, which was tough. But that's the game, you know. I mean, football is the game, and that's why you got to continue to build depth so they have other guys to step up and play. I hate it for them. I feel for those guys. They both had really good off seasons to get ready for the season. So, my prayers go out to them and them getting better and getting healthy and coming back stronger than ever.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So Nair and Angelau were by far the biggest losses time-wise, but in additional injury news, Sarkisian did add that there were three other guys who would be out for shorter periods of time, and that would be Roshan Johnson, Jade Barron, and Cole Hudson, adding that hopefully they'll be back in time for a September 3rd matchup against Louisiana Monroe. Obviously now, the only follow-up question is, what's next? Sarkisian emphasized the next man up mentality and talked about the importance of building depth at every position, which he feels like they've done a good job of in recruiting. And he spoke a little bit about how the injury situation opens up the opportunities for younger players on the team to step up and earn their stripes, as well as some early standouts.
But what it does, you know, it puts our young players in a position to see who can step up and who can fill those spots as they present themselves. And so, whether it's a Cole Hudson, a DJ Campbell, a Neto, you know, some of these guys are going to get real opportunities to step into those positions.
Now, in that quote specifically, Sarkisian is talking about the offensive line, but in reality, it really doubles everywhere in every position group. But let's talk about the wide receivers now. Sarkisian talking a little bit about the depth in that room and how the injury situation, as well as a Ajayi Hall suspension, which we'll get to a little bit later, creates new openings for receivers to line up in different spots. The only question with that is, who can go where based off of experience?
The two guys that are probably the most comfortable playing anywhere on the field are Xavier and Jay Witt. And so that's very comforting, knowing your two most experienced guys are the most comfortable going anywhere, playing any spot. I think Tariq Milton is another guy. His experience has helped him learn to where he feels very comfortable going anywhere. I think Casey Kane could line up anywhere. Some of the younger players sometimes are a little bit more limited to what they know, but the goal is we keep trying to push and keep trying to get them to learn. Clearly, you can. We saw it with Xavier last year. He played just about every position for us. So do I expect him to have it all through 10 practices? No. That probably wouldn't be very realistic, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop coaching him.
Now, very quickly on Ajayi Hall, Sarkisian ended his opening statement today by saying that he was working with Hall and his family to get him back into a position where he can be, quote, a really functional part of this team, end quote. And when the time is right, he's going to rejoin the team. He added that his decision to suspend the Alabama transfer wasn't based on one incident and that Hall has been very receptive to his suspension in the hopes of coming back a better player and a better person. Now onto the guys throwing the ball. Sarkisian did not name a starting quarterback today and instead said this on the ongoing competition between Hudson Card and Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, I would say it's tight. I would say both guys are working very hard. They both got great attitudes. I've actually talked to both of them separately just about their mindset, the room, how they're working with and with one another, but yet competing with one another. But I think they both are operating and doing it at a high level. And I think both of them recognize, man, there's room for me to improve. And if I'm the other guy, he's thinking, man, there's room for me to improve. And that's what I love. They're not worried about what the other guy's doing. Their focus is on what they're doing now and what they can do moving forward. And that's, I think, what's making it really healthy.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now, if there was any good news from the scrimmage on Saturday, it's that the defense played at a very high level. One thing that Sarkisian has emphasized and talked about a lot over the offseason is that the number one stat in football that pertains to winning and losing is creating turnovers. A season ago, the Longhorns had a negative 4 turnover margin, which was tied for 96th amongst all FBS schools. But on Saturday, there were some signs of potential change in that aspect of the game.
And the ball was definitely alive Saturday. I think we had 3 interceptions. I think we caused 4 fumbles, didn't recover all of them. But that's a great start to attacking the football from a defensive perspective.
Before we let you go here, Sarkisian also talked about the fan appreciation open practice tomorrow, saying that it would be, quote, grandma's cookies without the special ingredients, end quote. Personally, I'm a fan of grandma's cookies with the special ingredients, but nonetheless, meaning they won't be running everything they've worked on because obviously they don't want to showcase how they run their offense and defense and anything schematically off to the world to see. If you're interested in going, admission is free at DKR with practice starting around 7 p.m. Central. Today was a jam-packed episode of On Texas Football, so thank you so much for joining us. And as always, make sure to head to InsideTexas.com and check out all the latest news and updates from our team and get a subscription if you haven't already. Also, make sure you leave a like on this video and subscribe to the channel. Our videos have been doing great recently, and that is all thanks to your support. We truly, truly, truly appreciate it. For our producer, Matthew Hutchison, and all the great folks here at Inside Texas, my name is Tommy Yarsh. Have a wonderful night, and we'll see you next time.